an exercise that I do like doing with Katsu is, I call it, it's one-legged sit down and get ups. You know, I basically just have a chair there and I extend one leg out and I stand up and sit down with one leg. That's an amazing amount of core work that takes place there. I'm not necessarily doing core work, but that I'm working to just like to stand up with one leg and then, you know, hold this, the other leg out and then sit back down and try to like do it as controlled as possible. Yeah. So, and then switch leg. I'll do 10 on one side and then 10 on the other. And then just do that for 5 sets.
Wow. And,
you know, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of core work, but and I guess that's probably the exercise that sticks out as where I'm really engaging the most amount of my core with Katsu.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Statements made in this podcast have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. For more information about Katsu and Katsu products, visit katsuglobal.com. That's KAATSU global.com.
Hey, everybody, we got a special guest with us today, retired SEAL Will Brownham. Spent 26 years in the Navy, working in Naval Special Warfare, that's the SEAL teams. He started at SEAL Delivery Team 2. SEAL Delivery Team, they deal with wet submersibles, so kind of like the underwater little submarines. He was a sniper instructor. He spent time at SEAL Team 10. Worked at WARCOM in acquisitions. WARCOM is our headquarters command for all of Naval Special Warfare. After that, he went to SEAL Delivery Team 1 in Hawaii, and then he finished with Naval Special Warfare Group 3, and that's Group 3's overall in charge for all undersea warfare for Naval Special Warfare. So he's not just a SEAL in the traditional sense, but he's also done all this stuff with our very, very niche specialized mission underwater. So the SEAL Delivery Team mission as well. Retired as one of our experts in that world. And Will, glad to have you on with us, man.
Awesome. Thanks for having me. Was I supposed to say something after that?
I thought Stephen was going to jump in. Oh, at that check. Point.
Yeah, well, we're doing a very smooth podcast here of some sort. Yes. Yeah, no. So you retired on Oahu.
I did, yes.
Well, and then so you went from where did you grow up?
I grew up in Meridian, Mississippi. There's not a lot of water around there.
Got it. Well, now you got it all around. And you surf. You what other things do you do on the water?
Mostly I surf, but I surf on a stand-up paddleboard.
Okay.
The traditional stand-up paddleboards that you might think of, I don't use those. I use much more of a surf style, like a more high-performance surf style. It's so high-performance, it barely floats me. Like, generally, when you think about a stand-up paddleboard, you're like this big boat board out in the water and you have the whole family on it paddling around. Not mine. It barely holds me up. So, it's a little more challenging than,
so you always got to keep moving. In other words,
yeah, you pretty much have to either be sitting down and waiting for a wave with all the other surfers or up and moving, because if I stop paddling, I'm going to fall in the water.
Got it. And in this quarantine, lockdown, shelter-in-place scenario that we have, I mean, are you allowed to go surf and go on the beach on Oahu nowadays?
I don't think I'm allowed to be on the beach or really hang out on the beach. But it's, you know, there's a transition between the car and getting in the water. So if you move quickly, no one can catch you. And maybe they wait for you to come out of the water. Who knows? But there hasn't been any major issues right now. Yeah.
Wow. Do you ever? I know you're a Katsu user and actually a what we call a master specialist. Do you ever do Katsu
on the beach or in the water? Or
I don't do katsu in the water, but one of the things that I do before, you know, going surfing is that I know you're not supposed to do this, but when I get up in the morning, especially if it's super early in the morning and my body hasn't really warmed up, I'll put the bands on and just start running cycles, you know, while I make my coffee, and then I get in the car and I have cycles running all the way to till I get in the water, all on my legs, really just to get my legs warmed up and, you know, the blood flowing, because like I said, I'm on this teeny tiny board that barely holds my 200 pounds out of the water. And, you know, as soon as I stand up on the thing, I have to start working right away. Like my legs, like balance has to be perfect. Everything has to be, you know, pretty dialed. So I've found that if I don't use katsu on the way to the beach or in the morning prior to going, my performance is not as good as what it would be or what it is when I use katsu on the way in. It takes me much longer to get warmed up in the water and kind of get my balance and things like that.
Wow. Nice. About how you do it for 5 minutes, 10 minutes? What do you estimate?
No, I'll run cycles for probably from the time I get up, make coffee, and get on. I'm about 15 to 20 minutes, depending where I surf, from the North Shore of Oahu. So, but I probably start 30 minutes prior to that. So from the time I get up, I put the bands on, and then while I'm, you know, my morning routine, making coffee and things like that, I'm running cycles. So I would say at least 45 minutes before getting in the water, I'm running cycles.
Wow. Very cool. So you're just totally incorporating katsu into your lifestyle.
As much as possible. Yeah.
Nice. Nice.
You do it all on your legs in the morning like that? Or you do any arms? Or
I just go straight
all
legs.
To get your legs warmed up.
Just because my legs and core, that's where the most of the work is coming from. For this kind of surfing that I do, you know, it's kind of like I just put a slack line up in the backyard, and I don't know if have you ever tried using an endo board or a goof board, you know, mm-hmm. one of those boards mm-hmm. that have the mm-hmm. rolly underneath. You know, you're constantly moving and you're constantly having to adjust, like micro adjustments. If you do that cold, it's a lot harder, and you can end up, you know, pulling a muscle or whatever. The same thing goes in surfing. It's, you know, the consequences of standing up, you're just going to fall in the water, but you can only fall so many times before you're too tired to continue standing. So if I can get myself warmed up and ready to go to really work those micro muscles and those quick twitch adjustable mm-hmm. muscles, you know, early on before I even get in the water, better for me. I can get more waves. I have a lot more fun, and I don't look like a big goof just falling off my board all the time. The cool points matter.
Yeah.
I've also seen you like really get after it. Just put them on your arms and doing some bicep curls, tricep extensions. I mean, you know, you also use it for other things.
I do. I use it all the time. I use it in, you know, my daily workouts. So when I wish I had known about katsu long before. I'd say in 2010, I tore my bicep. I don't know if you can really see cool little scar there.
Yeah.
But I tore my bicep, and for many years, even after the surgery, I wasn't really able to do the things that I can do now. But after I got katsu and I started working katsu, you know, there's more blood that's going to, there's been some healing, even though there's been some tearing of that bicep post-surgery. I've got MRIs that say, you know, the tendon is, the new tendon that they screwed into my arm is actually separating from the bone again. But since, you know, I think I've been doing katsu for about almost 2 years now. I didn't do it quite as much in the beginning as I did once the Cycle 2.0 came out. I use that thing every day. It's just so easy to use. You strap it on, you know, put the bands on and go. I love that thing. You know, now that I'm much more engaged in using it on a daily basis. I couldn't do pull-ups before. Now I can do pull-ups with the bands on.
Oh.
So it has greatly improved the quality of my life, the quality of my training. But, you know, I use it all the time. And, you know, I went back on your website and started doing, you know, kind of a deep dive into the studies. I'm like, I wanted to get the most benefit out of this product. And so I just went and read through as many of the case studies as I could, and then just kind of wrote down some of the exercises that you know, they were doing, where they got the most amount of benefit. And so I just started incorporating those exercises into my daily routine, into my workouts, whether I'm, you know, lifting weights, or, you know, and I really want to engage as many of the fast twitch muscle fibers as I can, for whole body, because where I generally work out is, you know, they have, you know, the max, it's kind of like a fancy hotel gym. They've got a lot of like Nautilus kind of equipment, but I like, you know, much more, you know, free weights. And there's no like barbell. There's only just like 50-pound dumbbells. So I will, you know, I'll take those and I'll do, you know, 100, you know, bench press, you know, sets of 30 or 40 or whatever I can, and legs and squats and lunges and things like that. Or I'll superset other exercises in with just rubber bands. And you wouldn't believe how much the pain of just using very lightweight rubber bands will bring to your entire body. So, and to really like put the body in shock, and I'm not really sore the following day. So yeah, I really like the product. I think that everyone should be using this product.
Yeah. And you also teach and share KAATSU with people there on Oahu, correct?
I do. I share it with people here on Oahu. I also do like Zoom FaceTime classes with people, you know, from all ranges of, you know, kind of elderly, that have some, medical issues to, you know, very fit people that just want to be a little bit more fit.
Got it. Do you, there on Oahu, when you work with those people, you ever go on the sand? What tools do you use? What equipment? Or you're just doing body weight stuff with
body weight stuff. So on the sand, you know, really it's just like wear the bands on your legs and just go for a nice leisurely walk on the beach, and you very quickly don't want a whole lot of pressure in those bands.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Oh, have there been some clients that you have that might have a difficult, like, you know, a broken bone or, you know, they're going through some issues or, you know, what are some challenging clients that you may have that you said, hey, try this KAATSU and somehow it worked for them, or everybody comes to you fairly fit? And
no, there's been some autoimmune issues. I know that we've had some people that have had some other challenges. I actually have one a client that is actually in Mississippi, where her husband has just had, like, I don't know, like major spinal fusion, like, I don't know, four vertebra all kind of fused together or something. It was a 2-day process. And so we're putting the bands on him to help, you know, stimulate the human growth hormone, to kind of speed up that healing process of the surgery.
Oh, nice. Nice. John, you have something?
No, I was just, the spinal fusion. I have somebody that very similar scenario, and, yeah, it's great because they'll do a lot of stuff with the leg bands in the cycle mode, and they'll just do really, really minor lower extremity movement, but they love it. They love it because they feel like they're getting a workout. And as you mentioned, Will, I mean, the science, it kind of plays out with the science. You got all these supporting metabolites and hormonal response to exercise. And that's what they're doing, even if they're not moving their legs that much, which is just so cool, especially with somebody coming off a back surgery, because they're just right. So incapacitated. It's just like nothing.
They're going nowhere fast. Yeah.
Yeah. It sucks. That's good.
The Katsu Cycle 2.0 is launched. After years of research, design modifications, software changes, user feedback, and utilization of metabolite testing results, the next generation Katsu Cycle 2.0 is now available. It is more compact and quieter. It is more capable and more powerful than the first generation Katsu Nano and Katsu Master products. The Katsu Cycle 2.0 enables exercise, recovery, and rehabilitation anywhere, anytime, by anyone. The ultra-compact, ultra-light, durable unit offers the Katsu Cycle and Katsu Master training modes and utilizes precise, software-controlled limb pressure for both your arms and legs. The Katsu Cycle 2.0 includes 4 Katsu airbands for both arms and legs, a rechargeable battery with a USB-C charger. The pneumatic elastic bands can be disconnected from the Katsu Cycle 2.0 unit and are waterproof for use in the pool. Based on the original Katsu know-how and U.S. patent number 9775619, compression and decompression control system and vascular strengthening method, the Katsu Cycle 2.0 can do the following. It can tone muscle without weights. It's convenient. It can be done anywhere, anytime, by anyone. It offers access to the Katsu Performance Database. It offers 6 preset Katsu cycle levels. It can efficiently and effectively improve speed, stamina, and strength. The Katsu Cycle 2.0 is an incredible time saver. It can improve circulation. It enables faster recovery. It enables greater range of motion for those rehabilitating and recovering from injuries and surgeries. It is reimbursable with various CPT codes. And the Katsu Cycle 2.0 offers customizable Katsu pressures. Katsu, profoundly simple and simply profound.
Statements made in this podcast have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. For more information about Katsu and Katsu products, visit katsuglobal.com. That's katsuglobal.com.
And then, you're running a company now, Naked Warrior Recovery.
Yes, sir.
Can you tell us about that?
So Naked Warrior Recovery is, I appreciate the shout out, is a CBD supplement company, but we also sell Katsu through my company. And really it's focused on the recovery of veterans and first responders from traumatic events. So CBD I can't make any medical claims in any way. However, I can tell you that CBD has helped me overcome some depression, some anxiety, PTSD, whatever you want to call it. And I've gotten unexpected benefits of less joint pain. And some of this is also probably from Katsu as well. But, less joint pain, less migraines. I definitely have better sleep at night. I had heard about this magical cannabis molecule that, you know, was not THC before CBD became very cool. And I was like, oh, I would like to try that. But, you know, I'm still in the military. I have my top secret clearance. I want to retire with, and not get kicked out. So that was important to me. So about a year ago in June, a buddy, said, here's some CBD if you want to try it. And so I tried it, and immediately I was like, I was not living in this red zone anymore. I like went from like red zone to like a bright orange. So I was able to do like good positive self-talk and like have less of a bad attitude. I was less angry. And then over time I was like, you know, I went from like bright orange to regular orange down to yellow. And so now I'm able to like actually, you know, have an actual opinion instead of just being angry. And some second and third order effects that happened at the same time is like joint pain became increasingly less. I would go to like do something and I know that this is going to hurt because it always does. And I'm already like cringing for the pain and there's no pain there. I'm like, oh, that was cool. And then I stopped taking CBD because I ran out of the bottle and then stuff started coming back. And I was like, oh, this is not good. Maybe there's something to this. I didn't really tie the two together. And then I found an opportunity to start my own company because I received such great benefits from it. And now I want to share those benefits with as many people as possible.
Great. Do you have a website? Kind
of like what you guys are doing with Katsu, because I got great benefits from Katsu as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you have a website where people can reach out to you?
My website is nw-recovery.com. NW stands for Naked Warrior because this is actually my shirt, the logo.
Oh, nice.
So our history in the SEAL teams is back in World War II, if you guys remember the movie Saving Private Ryan, you know, the beginning of that where, you know, the landing force is taking over the beach. Prior to those guys going over the beach, the Navy asked for volunteers for people to come and survey, like swim in, survey the beach, and then if there are any obstacles to go in and blow up the obstacles. So Normandy was the first time that that unit was used, and then they created the capability for the Pacific because, you know, the island campaign of the Pacific during World War II, there's all these barrier reefs around, and, you know, Marines and Army guys are running off the ships, and they're, like, running across the reefs, and then they, you know, then they end up, you know, the reef, they thought they were in, like, knee-deep water, and really there's, like, 30 feet of water on the other side of that reef, and then they go and drown. So they brought these guys in, these underwater demolition teams, the Naked Warriors. They would just go in with like a pair of swim trunks, a K-bar knife, a slate around their neck where they took notes, and a rock tied to a piece of string with knots every 6 feet to measure the depth of the water. And they would measure, they would go in and do surveys on beaches for 3,000 to 5,000 yards a night. They would come back, take notes, draw basically an underwater chart of what the water looked like, where the obstacles were. And then the next day before the assault force launched, they would go in and blow up the obstacles in the water, blow holes in the reef so the assault force could come in and, you know, win the island campaign. So that's the history of the Naked Warrior. The other side of that is, you know, for us to have, you know, true healing from PTSD or whatever, sort of traumatic events, you know, mental, physical, emotional, we're always wearing our armor. We always have this ironclad, like, I'm untouchable. You can't hurt me. I'm not affected by this. At some point, we have to actually take that armor off and expose ourselves and be naked. And we're all warriors, and be naked in order to start that healing process. So that's the other side of the Naked Warrior recovery. One is a little bit of my history and John's history. But the other side is you have to actually get naked and expose yourself in order to start that healing process.
Wow.
Yeah, let that facade, let that armor down a little bit.
So exactly.
You can really heal. Yeah, that's cool.
Wow.
You know, in combat, you're always, you go out the door, you're wearing armor. And when you come back, you take it off, you recover, you get ready for the next mission. If you're always wearing that armor, you're just going to continue to get weighed down more and more with all the stress and all the anxiety. And you're never able to truly recover to become the person that you actually are or the warrior that you actually are. So.
Wow. Just going back, why did you choose to become a SEAL? What was your goal?
I was a Boy Scout. I was an Eagle Scout. And I always knew that I wanted to be in the military. I'd never heard of a Navy SEAL. There was a Navy base in my town in Meridian, Mississippi. And I was like, I'm not joining the Navy. Those guys are weird. They have this weird dungaree uniform with bell bottoms that they wear. Absolutely not. Maybe I'll be an Army Ranger or, you know, something like that. And then while in the Scouts, and then I was thinking, well, maybe I'll be a like an F-14 pilot because Top Gun came out and that was a really cool movie. I remember at a campfire during our summer camp, a Navy pilot came out and he talked about being in the military and discipline and all this other stuff. And afterwards, a couple of us talked to the guy and, you know, he said, you know, if you really want to be a part of Special Forces, you should be a Navy SEAL. Because there was a guy in my OCS class who was a SEAL. And, you know, that guy was unstoppable. He would, you know, if the class got in trouble or he got in trouble, the drill instructor would take him outside and have him do 8-count bodybuilders for an hour. And he'd come back in and he was not even like sweating or breathing hard. I was like, that's what I want to be. And, you know, I loved the water. I was a lifeguard there and I taught swimming and life saving and all this other stuff. I also worked at the rifle range as a young Boy Scout instructor, you know, and so it was like all the things that I ever wanted to be and wanted to do. So that's just a natural fit for me.
Wow. So when did you enlist? As a young man. What age did you enlist?
I enlisted between my, junior and senior year of high school. So okay. 17 years old. Wow. In the delayed entry program. So I enlisted. And then I finished my 12th grade year of high school, and then I went to boot camp and joined the Navy.
Got it.
And away I went.
Yeah. Can you approximate how many countries have you visited in your career?
That's funny. someone recently, you know, said how many countries they had been to, or they needed a couple more to, you know, to figure out. You know, they would have gone to 40 different countries, and so I was like, that's a good. That's a good exercise. Let me figure it out. So I just opened up a map. I was like, I've been there. 42 countries I've been to.
Oh, wow.
And then, and still going. So
yes. Excellent. But you found your home in Hawaii.
It's home for now.
Yeah.
Unless there's a reason to move, we'll stay here.
Yeah.
There's worse places to live for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. John, you have any last questions?
No, just that sometimes I wish I was out in Kailua with Will as well. I miss those days, man. It was,
you're always welcome living. To come visit.
I might very well do that. Well, I guess just from the Katsu side, it seems like if I were to just encapsulate, kind of capture the primary way you use it is for warming up muscle tissue before intense or heavy use. Is that a fair assessment?
Yes, but I also use it for heavy use exercises as well. I mean, I want to lift heavy weights just because my background, and it's also it's a different skill set. But because of the where I work out and the gyms that I have access to, I don't have that option. So I'm using Katsu to help me recruit those type 2 fast twitch muscle fibers so that when I do have the opportunity to lift heavy weights, I won't be behind the power curve. So I'm still getting the benefits of lifting heavy weights. And then when I do get the opportunity to lift heavy, I won't hopefully not hurt myself.
Yeah, it's a great point that you made earlier, and I just want to jump back to it before we finish up here. But to me, it's so important. You mentioned not having to work with heavy weights and still get that same kind of outcome metabolically, hormonally, or whatever. Do you find that because you're not moving heavy weights that you don't get as much of this, you'll hear guys talk about the inflammation response or delayed onset, muscle soreness and stuff like that. Do you get sore when you go hard with Katsu, with
not,
no weight?
Not generally, no. The only time that I really get sore is when I have the leg bands generally maxed out because I like to go hard and heavy. And if I'm doing deadlifts and I can do air deadlifts, like not eat, no weight, and just really just engage my glutes on the way up and on the way down, that eccentric, I guess is the right word,
okay.
Exercise of just really engaging it and mentally imagining that I'm lifting like 400 pounds of, you know, deadlift bar, and I, you know, I do several sets, I do have soreness of my glutes. But I think that's probably expected because I am working them in a, and stretching them in a way that they're not normally worked or stretched. And I don't do a lot of that.
Right. Ooh. And you're doing that with just a bar or nothing?
No weight. Or I might use nothing. I might use 35 pound kettlebells, like two of those. So that's 70 pounds maybe.
Yeah. But a lot different from the days of the 400 pound deadlifts that you used to
Right. Know. Or I might even use like a heavy rubber band even.
Right. Right.
Just to have a little bit of resistance to for my body to know that there's resistance there and to work against. But really, I've done it, you know, with no weights at all. But that's the only time that I think I've ever been sore using Katsu. And I'm telling you, I'm working. I'm like sweating when I'm finishing. So it's not, yeah.
Will, do you do any Katsu for your core, lower back, any specific exercise for that?
I don't know if an exercise that I do like doing with Katsu is, I call it, it's one-legged sit down and get ups. You know, I basically just have a chair there and I extend one leg out and I stand up and sit down with one leg. That's an amazing amount of core work that takes place there. I'm not necessarily doing core work, but that I'm working to just like to stand up with one leg and then, you know, hold the other leg out and then sit back down and try to like do it as controlled as possible. Yeah. So, and then switch leg. I'll do 10 on one side and then 10 on the other. And then just do that for 5 sets.
Wow. And,
you know, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of core work, but and I guess that's probably the exercise that sticks out as where I'm really engaging the most amount of my core with Katsu.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Any other, those kind of unusual or unique exercises that you do?
I think really for the most part, I don't lift a lot of heavy weight, but I truly get the benefits of lifting heavy because, you know, my arms have never looked better. My chest is never, I think I'm in as good a shape. I have more muscle mass now than I did prior to using Katsu, even lifting free weights. Interestingly enough, kind of weird.
That's kind of crazy if you think about what you just said.
Yeah, I mean, it is.
You spent 26 years in, you know, tip of the spear, elite fighting force of America, Navy SEALs and all that. And you're sitting here as a retired guy that doesn't push heavy weights saying you have more muscle mass than you ever did when you were in your teens. Is that,
yeah,
I mean, that's a pretty significant statement and kind of gets to what Dr. Sato's life's work is, it's all been about, man.
It's work. You don't just get it. You got to work for
right,
it.
Right, right.
But I don't, you know, I'm not lifting. I'm not doing like 315 on the bench. I'm doing 50 pound dumbbells. And sometimes I can't even make it all the way through the workout with that. And I have to drop and go to like 45s or 40s.
This is cool. What kind of pressures do you normally use? I know pressure is different for everybody, but
just. Yeah, mostly I just go all the way up.
Okay.
I'll do like, you know, the high cycle to the top as my warm up.
Right.
I know that I probably shouldn't, and I recommend people not do that. Don't do as I say, not as I do. But just because I'm kind of in a hurry, with my time, and I do it a lot.
Yeah.
So I don't feel uncomfortable, starting high and then going. I've started to like start a little lower and work my way up, but, usually I start off pretty high, kind of like what you were, Stephen, what you were talking about the other day in that Zoom call where you said Dr. Sato, his base pressure is generally around 70 SPUs or whatever. And I'm like, oh, that's serious.
Yes.
I don't feel so bad about starting kind of high now.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he took 50 years to get to that point. So
sure, yeah.
Yeah. man, I'd like to just spend a whole hour or two or three just talking about military history that you just had just on the Naked Warrior recovery. That was really, really interesting too.
Yeah. Thank you. That was, yeah. I mean, I'm proud of my history. I'm, you know, yeah, I think it's very cool. And I'm proud to be a part of that heritage, of these guys that were just, you know, they were told at, you know, 18 years old, leave home and then let's go to war. And you're going to war for the next 4 years. You're not going home. And while they're out there, they just figured it out and, you know, they problem solved and they, you know, did things. They were, you know, and they were the most decorated Navy unit in the entire war. So, you know, and, you know, that was the catalyst for what we have today. It really for special operations. So, I'm just proud to be a part of, I'm humbled to be a part of, you know, that entire history that we have.
Yeah. And your design is very, it sort of looks like me, like a mix between a Michigan State Spartan and a Hawaiian warrior kind of, theme.
It's the guy with his mask on his head. You know, yeah. If you ever did that in SEAL training, they would, you know, they'd punish you pretty badly.
Down.
But, yeah. Kind of Jacques Cousteau style.
Yeah. Okay. And your email, if people want to reach out and contact you?
You can reach out to me at william@nw-recovery.com.
Thank you very much. Oh, man, this has been a really pleasant time for me to listen to your background and your future going forward.
Awesome.
And we'll put your information on the Katsu blog as well, especially your website, nw-recovery.com, and we'll put your contact info on there and a recording of this so we can kind of push it out. A lot of people can see it.
Awesome.
Thanks a lot, man.
Yeah, I appreciate it. All right.
Take care. Aloha.
All right, see you guys later.
Introducing the Katsu Cycle 2.0. Katsu is the ultimate biohack for health, rehabilitation, and recovery. Train bilaterally and untethered from the unit. Tone muscle without weights, lessening the risk of injury to joints and muscles. Improve speed, stamina, and strength. Exercise, recover, and rehabilitate anytime, anywhere. Increase range of motion and promote improved circulation. Accelerate training when time is of the essence. These are just a few of the benefits of the new Katsu Cycle 2.0. Invented in 1966 by Dr. Yoshiaki Sato of Tokyo, Japan, and protected by 47 patents, Katsu Next Generation Equipment and Protocols have a unique and unprecedented safety track record with over 20 million individual Katsu sessions in 48 countries around the globe. Backed by over 50 years of expertise, Katsu Global is excited to introduce the latest advancement in health and wellness, the Katsu Cycle 2.0. Fitting in the palm of your hand or in your pocket, the Katsu Cycle 2.0 is the most advanced, most portable, easiest to use compression device in the world. In combination with a precise algorithm-controlled limb pressure, Katsu's narrow, elastic bands yield to muscle contractions, providing safe and effective exercise and rehabilitation for users of all ages and from all walks of life. From Olympic champions to disabled individuals, KatSu users have a full range of motion, providing complete control and the opportunity for a wide variety of movements and training. From elite athletes and soldiers to aging baby boomers and busy executives, KatSu Cycle 2.0 is the next generation training and rehabilitation device used around the world. KatSu is used by the United States Department of Defense, as well as the United States Department of Veterans Affairs.
KatSu, profoundly simple and simply profound.
Statements made in this podcast have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. For more information about KatSu and KatSu products, visit katsuglobal.com. That's KAATSU.